It's Chick Hunt Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Students at Housatonic Valley Regional High School are planning a walkout, a peaceful form of protest, on Thursday morning at the high school. In a note sent home to parents by Ian Sturver, who is the assistant principal, he outlined some things that they did at the high school, offering students a chance to articulate concerns in a respectful manner, taking the form of group conversations in seven locations around the building. Today, during half-hour block before the flex, a group of teachers will facilitate the discussions. At the end of the meeting, the facilitators will also outline the consequences that will occur for those who choose to walk out of school Thursday. Now, they are not discouraging such expressions of thought, but with any act of civil disobedience, one must be willing to accept the consequences for one's actions. Any student who misses academic class to walk out of school will be assigned a class cut and after-school detention. If students choose to walk out, the high school is asking them to remain on the oval for their safety. Any student who will step on the Warren Turnpike will experience additional consequences because of the risks to safety involved in that decision. Now, also coming up on Thursday morning, they'll be hosting breakfast in the cafeteria for any and all students who'd like to engage in smaller group discussions about the topic. The faculty will be in the cafeteria from 7:30 to 7:50 to conduct those conversations at the tables, and some donuts will be served. With that in mind, on Saturday morning, parents, taxpayers, an equal chance to show their displeasure by showing up at the Region 1 Board of Education special meeting at 10 o'clock, which will be held inside the high school, now scheduled for the superintendent's conference room. The entrance is at the gymnasium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. A group is asking parents and taxpayers to show up before the meeting, beginning at 9 o'clock, and possibly go in and listen to the meeting, but also before the meeting starts, to express their feelings with respect to Board of Education members before the meeting, because at the meeting, no public comment is allowed. The funeral service for Chad Malarchuk on Thursday, February 1st, it'll be at Peck and Peck on Route 22 in Copick, New York. The calling hours that day will be from 2 to 4 and 6 to 8. So once again, calling hours for Chad Malarchuk will be on Thursday at Peck and Peck, Route 22 in Copick. 2 hours of calling hours, 2 to 4, and then 6 to 8. The church service will be at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran in Ancrum on Friday, February the 2nd. There'll be a gathering of family and friends at the Hillsdale Firehouse following the church service on Route 22 in Hillsdale. The Sharon Green Committee will have a special meeting coming up on Thursday at noon at Town Hall. D.M. Hunt Library Art Wall in Falls Village will invite artists to participate in the Spring 2018 exhibit, Kites, Flights of Fancy, inclusive of professional and talented non-professional artists. The exhibit will entirely focus on kites, whether actual or conceptual, in any media, including painting, drawing, sculpture, photography, or mixed media. The show will focus on the kite and an artistic vehicle and encourage people to expand thinking and reconsidering the humble kite as an artistic expression. If you want to participate, you're requested to submit by February 2nd. For more information, 860-824-7572. High-resolution JPEG images, including draft drawings, if available, are requested by February 23rd. Work needs to be delivered by Friday, April 6th. The opening reception will take place Saturday, April 21st, from 4 till 6 p.m. Saturday, February 3rd at 4 p.m., the Cornwall Library's winter film series continues with Z, a fast-paced, breathlessly exciting political melodrama. The Cornwall Library, 30 Pine Street in Cornwall, 860-672-6874. The event is free. A $5 donation is requested. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the opening on February 3rd in Gallery of the Sharon Historical Society of a solo exhibition of paintings by local artist Robert Patrick Coombs titled Places I Remember, paintings by Robert Patrick Coombs. Painting in oil, acrylics, and watercolors, Coombs' style is described as a mix of contemporary and impressionism and realism. The exhibit features a variety of subjects, including local landscapes, coastal and beach scenes, along with still life and floral species. It'll run through March 16th, an opening wine and hors d'oeuvres reception, which the public is invited to free of charge, will be held Saturday, February 3rd from 5 till 7. A portion of all purchases support the Sharon Historical Society and Museum's mission. February 3rd through the 11th on the main stage at the Warner Theater, Once, the book by Edna Walsh, music and lyrics by Glenn Hasnard and Marika Glorva, based on a motion picture written by John Carney. It'll be held at the Warner Theater. More information, warnertheater.org. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association Winter Warmer will take place. It is the third one. It benefits Salisbury Winter Sports Association and the greater community. It'll be held Saturday, February 3rd from 6 till 8:30, $35 per tickets. It's hosted by Susan and Curtis Rand in Salisbury. For more information, jumpfest.org. The Kent Memorial Library is hosting another evening of poetry and music February 3rd from 7 till 9 p.m. in the library's reading room on North Main Street. Poet and photographer Karen Chase serves as the hostess for the evening. Everybody is invited. All poets are welcome to participate. Depending on the number of readers, participants may be able to read from 1 to 5 or more poems. A musical interlude and refreshments will follow. The event is free. Registration is requested at 860-927-3761. Or going to the calendar selection of KentMemorialLibrary.org. American Legion Post 178 has an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast coming up on Sunday, February 4th. Pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, tea. You can eat there or take it with you. It'll run from 7 to 11 at Route 44 in Millerton, New York. More information at 518-789-4755. The veterans of Foreign War Auxiliary, Harlem Valley Post 5444 in Dover, will hold their breakfast on Sunday from 7 to 11. It'll be held at the VFW Post, Route 22 in Dover Plains. The menu there consisting of eggs, pancakes, hash, bacon, sausage, home fries, toast, coffee, and juice. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 362.59 yesterday, finishing the day at 26,076.89. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 7,402.48, and the S&P 500 at 2,822.43. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.